Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, back into it. 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco with you. This is the Roundtable. Our guest this week, Mackenzie Nelson, KSHB 41 News. Not action anymore.
It's not action news anymore?
No. I learned my lesson the hard way.
That's right, you did. We rebranded, you guys, like over a year ago.
Oh. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, you guys know what a rebrand is, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we didn't get rid of the action.
So for one, thanks for being with us today on this Friday as our guest this week. We appreciate you for the time. Big name in here, Bob. She's an Emmy winner.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Won your first Emmy. That's pretty. I asked her first if that's Emmy. Like the greatest thing you've ever accomplished. She said nothing will top it.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing ever again will be the moment that I won the Emmy.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. For what was your story that you won it for?
It was just for me, for being awesome.
Oh, that's cool. I love it. No,
it's called the Ack Nelson Award.
It was for Reporter Live. So
there you go.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was in
fantastic.
Kansas City, so it was really cool.
Way to go. Yeah, congratulations. Nice. You beat all the St. Louis people out too, which is even better.
I know. That's what's really good.
Yeah. A hole in one wouldn't top that?
No.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Nothing can top it. No.
Okay.
Maybe a hole in one. No.
No.
Okay. That's fair.
That's not that exciting.
We started the show today with. Okay. I mean, I would probably pass out. But I feel like November is underrated.
Okay.
I think that it's the third best or the fourth best month of the year. I think it's July, or April, July, December, November.
Why?
Because April's the start of spring. Everything starts to bloom again. You get over the dog days of winter. It's finally like cool to go outside. December and July, obviously, it's wrapped around holidays. I know people get stressed out around Christmas time, but I still love it. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do people get stressed out around Christmas?
Families.
The families nailed it.
No kidding.
100%. Yeah. You just nailed it.
Aunt Bev's going to be in town. She's going to share a room with you.
It's like, how do you small talk with some of the family members you don't want to be around?
Fishing visitors stink
every
3 days.
Luckily, Missouri has laws to help you with that.
They do, yeah. They help you with families.
Oh, there goes Dusty out on the back porch again. He's awfully hungry. And then I think November just kind of gets passed up. Like, we just kind of don't think about Thanksgiving. It's beautiful. It's not super cold. It's not hot. It's not, you know, bad weather. November gets slept on. It's underrated.
I thought you were going to say it's because, like, Thanksgiving's your favorite holiday.
No, 4th of July.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Big 4th of July guy.
Good with
lakes,
that.
Waters, fireworks.
Blowing
beers,
off your hand like Dodger fans.
I was listening to that on the way in. What in the world?
Have you seen the video?
No, I don't know if I want to.
It's bad.
It is gnarly.
In L.A.
In
the
LA.
Streets of L.A.
He right by the Fogo de Chão. Yeah.
He's lighting like a big old like shell, like dynamite or something. Throws it, boom, blows it up.
This was after the World Series.
Well, of course, right? That's what they you do. You blow your hand off.
Okay.
Yeah. Blew it off.
Yeah, blow your hand off after the World Series.
What are your top three
months? Agree with him, though. Once he said that last night, I'm like, I start to think about it. Like, April, May, and June are great for me because it's spring. Then summer comes, and everything's dusty. I love Thanksgiving. Not you, Dusty, but like it doesn't rain for months, and it's dirt everywhere, hot. Then November, Thanksgiving's my holiday. It's football, it's food, it's booze, it's fun. It's like there's not a lot of stress in November, right? Like, you don't have to feel like you need to be on for something in November. And so I kind of agree with you. Like, if you start ranking your months, which who the hell ever did that?
Yeah,
last night in the garage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, my friend Britt texted me his month, all 12 ranked.
Oh, we don't need that.
Yeah, all 12. I'm like, we don't need all 12 of your months ranked, but you know, I get November probably is number four for me. Yeah.
Number four. My top would be May because that's my birthday and the weather's good.
Mm-hmm.
Bias.
I'd say probably July because I love summer weather. I love like the hot weather.
For sure.
You get out, golf, like do all sorts of things outside. But then I don't know. December, I love like the Christmas time of year. Everybody's like usually in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
for some of the month.
Right.
But I don't know what my other. Maybe February, because we've been to so many Super Bowls
now.
Oh,
you like February? Oh, God. January and February used to be my two worst months of the year, right?
Yeah.
Then the Chiefs started winning, and January goes by in a blur right now.
Yes.
Like, I don't, and real quick, just to get serious for a second, I don't think the Chiefs understand how they've helped like the mental health of a lot of people in January, because usually you have those blues after the holidays. People die. They make it through the holiday. Mm-hmm. They die in January. The Chiefs have kept people going. Like they really have. Like for me, I know January used to be a hard month. It was gray. It was nasty. Mm-hmm. I want spring training to get here. Then the Chiefs started winning. And I don't even know that January exists anymore. So for me, like from a mental health standpoint, thank you, Chiefs, for getting me through January and most of February.
It goes by so quick. And it does. I was just looking, like we have daylight savings time. What, Sunday. On Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday.
And that's when people start to get kind of sad, kind of depressed, because it gets dark at 5 p.m. now, if not sooner.
Back.
So
that's right.
Thank God for the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah. I mean, those are the little things. Like you have a bad football team, you're not playing in January. Like, oh God, this month sucks. Baseball's a long way away. Yep. And so.
Are you out there this week?
I will be, yes.
Okay. It's going to rain.
I know. I saw a lot of like bad weather possibly coming for Monday night.
I think the game should be okay. I think at least if they said that last night. You know how meteorologists can be. They can change their minds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough.
You get a sports prediction wrong. By God, meteorologists are wrong all the time.
You guys said Houston was winning last night. No, but what do you expect to see in this game? I know Tampa Bay's receivers are out. Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes have their history. It's Monday Night Football. It's an Arrowhead. It should be an exciting night.
Yeah, I don't expect the Chiefs to lose at all. I actually think that about this time of year is when they start to figure things out, especially offensively. The defense has been great, right, all season long. So I think this might be like the turning point of when they start to like get it together and we start seeing some of that offense that we've seen in the past, maybe less interceptions, you know, things like that. I think the receivers will start to fall in line and like do what Patrick Mahomes wants them to do.
Yeah, well, I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a big part of
absolutely.
That.
I mean, like, two catches last week, right? Yeah. I think that only goes up.
Well, he's huge this week. He's huge Monday night. He's going to be huge on Monday night. It's going to open things up. And yeah, I think you're right. People are going to say, oh, okay, maybe this is the offense of old, but they don't need the offense of old. Patrick said it yesterday. Somebody asked him at the press conference about, you know, opening it up or whatever the question was. And his answer was like, well, I got a good defense now. I don't really need to do that anymore. I'm like, oh, the rest of the league just crapped their pants because Patrick Mahomes got this thing figured out now.
Well, and they're winning and they're not even, you know, the offense hasn't been great and they're still finding ways to win. So, I mean, they're kind of scary. Any team that's especially coming into Arrowhead has got to be thinking like, oh, God, especially in the Bucks 4-4. Like, I just don't expect them to come in and really do anything. But I love the history between Baker Mayfield and
Mahomes. I think that's cool, right? Like, Baker's a fun guy to root for, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I don't think he's, I think it's kind of one of those, been one of those roller coaster
careers.
It's like
hit-miss, right? Sometimes you like him, other times maybe not so much.
If you're a K-State fan, you love what he did to the KU Jayhawks.
Oh, I love it. I went to KU. I think it's hysterical. Yeah,
like, they told the kids not to shake his hand, and then he grabbed himself at the end of the game.
Yeah, so it was
that's
great.
How he felt about it. Yeah. No, I am interested to see the quarterback battles, because I was talking about this earlier. I think that we all kind of have the opinion that we haven't seen the best of Patrick Mahomes yet, but I'm kind of ready to see that game.
I agree. Well, and what was it last year? We kept saying like, okay, when are we going to figure out this offense? When are they going to stop dropping their passes and, you know, being in the wrong spot? And we were like, oh, it's still early. It's still early. And then now I feel like this is kind of that time where maybe we see the turning point and start seeing like a little bit more of the offense we are used to. Whether, you know, that might not be a lot of like deep balls or like high scoring games, but I think it might be the turning point.
Do we need that though, guys? Honestly, do we need
to see for excitement purposes? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm all about just winning and moving on. Like I don't care how they win, but like I feel like me personally, I don't. If they win 14-10, I'm fine. Yeah. But I feel like the national narrative is like Patrick Mahomes needs to score 30, otherwise he's washed.
Right.
And, you know, Carrington will be on him being washed.
Yeah. No kidding. So it's like the halfway season, your midterm grades, I guess you could say. Like, who do you think's been the best player offensively and defensively?
I would say Rashee Rice before he got injured, but I think probably Xavier Worthy, because he's just been there like when needed. And in his rookie season, like to be able to do that and kind of be like stepping up to the plate when these other guys have gone down. Travis Kelce didn't score until just last week, you know, I think he's been huge. And then defensively, I mean, I would have to say Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie, you always got to pick him.
I mean,
he's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I think Chris Jones is having the best year of his career.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is or why I believe that, but I'm just like, I watched the guy play and I'm like, he signed the big contract. It would be easy to sit back and, you know, eat and just kind of hang out. But like, he's earning every one of the dollars they gave him and then some. He's dominating this year.
Yeah, he's been really good. But do you expect anything less out of him?
No,
you know?
Not really. How much do you believe they can actually go undefeated?
I would like to believe it 100%.
But you don't, right?
I don't know. I that's so hard to do. I think like the way things are going, you know, they might win the next few games and mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so hard to go undefeated, right? In any sport.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think they could do it, but I'm not like, I wouldn't bet money on it.
Cause I would say if they go undefeated, win a three-peat, there's no discussion to be had with football ever again. Like it's over. Like now it's just like, okay, they don't need, like Mahomes could retire and be the greatest football player of all time. Like
mm-hmm. if they go undefeated and win a three-peat,
you have nothing else you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I did the say it out loud test with that. Like the other night I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, they go undefeated, they win three straight titles. Because there's a legitimate chance, and I'm dead serious when I say it, there's a legitimate chance if they win this week against Tampa and beat Denver next week, and then in 3 weeks they beat Buffalo, not only is the AFC West over, but the AFC's over in week 13.
Yeah, and what are they, three games ahead?
They'd be right three now? Games ahead of like everybody. Yeah. They'd be three games ahead of Buffalo. They'd have tiebreak over everybody in the division. They would have swept their division for the first go-around. Baltimore already has three losses. Yeah, they have three losses. Buffalo would have three. They've been then lost to you mm-hmm. as well. It's over, week 13. Like, it literally the quickest season wrapped up is technically the toughest season, which is winning a three-peat.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's always that one game that kind of sneaks up, and you're like, we're not playing well. Like, they just don't have it together. Something goes wrong, or they're, you know, thinking about something else. There's just, like, that one game, and I don't know which one it's going to be, but I feel like there's going to be one that just kind of sneaks up, shocks us, and it's like, okay, well, move on.
Yeah, I think people want to say that just because, like, the undefeated thing has never been done. Like, the 72 Dolphins, fine, whatever. You beat a bunch of other construction workers, big deal. But
14 weeks.
Exactly. 14 weeks, and I think only one playoff game or whatever it ended up being in the Super Bowl. So it's not like they put in a body of work like what this team is doing. But the difference, I think, anyway, in this team is they really want to be undefeated. They really want to be this team, this dynastic team. Like this is a legacy season for everybody, and who am I to tell Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid they can't accomplish something, right? Just because when you, the minute you tell them they can't, what do? They go out there. Yeah, exactly. Like, and I've never seen anything like this in sports before. And, you know, I've been around a while, but like, I've never seen anything like this in sports where these guys literally have their minds made up. You know what we're going to do this year? We're going to go undefeated and we're going to win the Super Bowl, and we will put a stamp on being the greatest team ever. That's why I think they could do it, because they have the right people in place to do it.
And they went out and got people. I mean, you bring in Kareem Hunt, you bring in Joshua Uche, like you're bringing in these people, DeAndre Hopkins, like they know that this is what they want, and like they have set their minds to that, and so they're doing anything that they can to make it happen.
And I think ownership wants it too. Yes. Like, and when you have ownership on board and saying, yeah, go out and spend the extra money, go get what you need to make this team better. Like, I really do. I do believe that is the goal. Like, to go into, like, even if they win the Super Bowl and they have one loss, they're not going to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to win a fourth type of thing. If they go undefeated and win the Super Bowl, that they would have accomplished their goal for the season.
Mm-hmm. You think this is it for Travis? You think there's more to go?
I think he'll be back next year. I don't know past that. I think he finishes this season. Because what, he's got just one more year after this, honest. Mm-hmm. I think he finishes the contract and then
walks away. If they win a three-peat.
If they go undefeated and win a three-peat, you got to bounce. Like, everybody should bounce.
Everybody's retiring.
Everybody retires.
Because they're so competitive. What if they're like, oh, we're going to come back and win a fourth one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when is the right time to say, okay, I'm retiring?
Well, you ask Andy Reid, he would have said 10 years ago, and then he found Patrick Mahomes, and they started winning. Like, I ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Like, now, every year, it's like, are you retiring?
Yeah.
When are you going to retire? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm making all this money, and you know, I got Patrick Mahomes. Why would I go anywhere, right? But and that could be the case with Travis Kelce, too. Like, I got one more year on this thing. God, we've won three in a row. Go for four. What the hell?
You might have Mahomes, like, talking him into it. Like, give me one more year, one more season. You know? I don't know. We don't know those, like, conversations behind the scenes, but it'd be hard. If they win a third one, I could see him retiring, but also, I don't know. I think I could see him coming back, like, just one more season.
You say there's always that slip-up game. They play the Bucs and the Broncos and the Bills. We talked about that. But then it's at Carolina, home versus the Raiders, home versus the Chargers, at Cleveland, home versus Houston, at Pittsburgh, and then at Denver.
Pittsburgh. Could be an interesting one.
Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Christmas Day hasn't been good to us in the past.
Yeah, last year, Christmas
small sample
Day
size.
Very great, small. I know, yeah.
So. The other question that we have quite often on this show, McKenzie, is that if the Chiefs are 16-0 going into the January 5th game against the Broncos, do you rest your starters or do you go for undefeated?
You rest them and you hope that those backups get you an undefeated season.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I have faith.
When do you put Patrick Mahomes in the game? Down 14 or down 7?
You have Carson Wentz and Carson Steele trying to get you a an undefeated season.
The Carsons have got it.
Yeah, and who they play the last game of the season? Denver. Hopefully by then they're eliminated, right? And then Denver's kind of just like, yeah, we're just trying to get to Cabo.
I think they're like 4-3 right now. Denver could
5-3.
Hey, I mean, whether or not the Chiefs are 16-0, Carson Wentz knocking the Broncos out of the playoffs would rule.
Oh my God, you're right about that, Nathan. Yeah, that would be outstanding. Carson Wentz all of a sudden is up there, and the Denver Broncos just need to beat the backup Chiefs to get into the playoffs. And the backup Chiefs and Carson Wentz beat them. I'm here for that.
Wasn't the Broncos the final game last season too, and the starter sat?
No, it was the Chargers last year. Wasn't it? I think it was the Chargers. It's one or the other. They always play like seemingly the Broncos or Chargers.
Denver was the team they played that Mahomes played in the first game of his career.
Yeah, that was the last game.
That's when it was born.
Yeah.
And then everybody wanted to play in that Titans second half.
Right.
I just think you would have to sit them. Like you do the same thing that you've been doing every season. And I think
I have to go back to that New England season to see what they did week 17.
Because that
would have been 17 then, right? Or would that have been week 16?
Yeah, they were 16-0.
Yeah, it would have been week 17. Yeah. I wonder if they rested their starters.
I don't know. The Giants played them a couple of weeks before the end of the regular season and almost beat them. And obviously didn't. They saved it for the Super Bowl. But I don't remember what New England did that last game of the season.
This is really random. We don't have a lot of women on our show. And I just talked about Bill Belichick. What do you think about that relationship? Because I think it's like blossom into a beautiful.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Halloween costume?
The Halloween costume is iconic. It is iconic.
It's wonderful. I
love
it. He
won Halloween.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, this is amazing. And I don't know what his caption was, but it could have been like my greatest catch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like that was an iconic costume and I'm really excited for Bill Belichick.
I can't wait till he proposes. And he's like,
what's the age difference again?
I think
50 some years.
50
something. Well, he's 70 something. She's 20 something, right? She's 23. He's 71.
It's almost 50.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, live your life.
So
good. I'm glad you did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? But I mean,
oh, that Giants game was their last game of the year that year in 17.
Which one?
The Giants game was their last game of the regular season.
And they play their starters?
Let me see.
I also thought of my fourth month. It'd be March. March Madness. Best time
of
the year.
That's good.
Bingo.
You know, Tom Brady was 32 of 42 for 356 yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah, they went for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So Bill Belichick is. So you're okay with that? Like the age difference is fine.
Yeah, it doesn't faze me.
Love shows,
but I'm not
no
like,
age.
Yeah, I'm like, eh,
love
whatever.
Is blind.
If he's happy and he's got someone to, you know, be a companion and all that, like
he's gonna propose and put a ring on it. He's like, I might have 7 rings, but this is the most important one, or however many.
God,
it's coming.
This is my 9th ring. Will you accept?
I can't wait for the caption when you know they post their proposal.
See, I don't need Tom Brady to win rings after all.
Yeah. I like as a dad of daughters, like I don't know how I would react if my 23-year-old daughter brought home a 71-year-old.
Yeah,
but then it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And you're like,
so there's outliers.
What will you be when your daughter is 23? How old will you be?
When my daughter is 23, she'll be 15 and 14 this year. So
eight
more years. So 47, 48, 49, 54, 55.
Bill's got to be 15 years on you.
54, 55. Wow. Yeah.
If I was dating somebody older than my dad, that might be weird.
Mm.
Bringing him home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, dad here.
Yeah, I went to the home and I got this guy. I mean, John Knox Village has visiting hours. I took this guy home. But like honestly, though, as a dad of two daughters, I think about that. Like from a guy standpoint, I'm like, that's awesome, right? And I go, what if that was my daughter and she was dating a 71-year-old at 23? How would I feel about that?
Weird.
Right?
Yeah. Thanksgiving would be weird, guys. Holidays would be weird.
Like somebody has to pre-chew Belichick's food so we can eat the stuff, right? Like
my back, am I right?
Yeah. I mean, so you got to drive Bill home. He's got the tennis ball hanging so he doesn't drive into the wall. Oh, I mean, like, it's really weird. But it's Bill Belichick. And so, like, as the dad, you got to be like, oh, she's dating Bill Belichick. What am I supposed to, you know?
You think she told the parents his name immediately, or do you think she told him that he's, because I don't know how it works with women. Like, hey, I've been dating somebody. I'm going to bring him over to the house. I want you to meet him.
I think they saw the Ring doorbell cam and went, oh, my God, why is Bill Belichick outside of your door with no shirt on?
I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Yeah, shirtless.
Greatest walk of shame of all time.
Yeah.
Somebody said his ex Halloween costume was Kill Bill.
Yeah, his ex girlfriend's Halloween costume. Yeah, she did it.
Did you dress up
yesterday?
She dressed up as Kill Bill.
She dressed up as Kill Bill.
Yeah,
fantastically played.
Oh, it's on.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Giselle dressed up as jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. Or no, wait, that's actually her boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend. Yeah,
she's expecting.
She's pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
for Tom, I guess.
I don't think it's exciting for Tom. I think it kind of breaks him up a little bit.
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to, right? Like, you didn't wait around long.
Yeah. Some people don't.
He didn't want a divorce, right? It was her.
Giselle, yeah.
She didn't want him to continue to play. And he's like, one more year in Tampa. And she's like, all right, see you later.
Yeah. I'm out.
I'm going to go do jiu-jitsu eight days a week. Mm-hmm. However you say that word. did you do anything for Halloween? Did you have a festive costume? Did you do anything like that? Or just do the fall clothes, hand out candy, and get over it?
So none of the above, really. Okay. Every year I have like a little Halloween party, okay? Because my niece, like I'll have her over. We do like pumpkins. I'll have my family over, friends, whatever. I have like a very fun Halloween party, but I didn't get to do it this year. Mm. And I worked yesterday. So it was like I got off work. I threw on a skeleton onesie. I like went over and saw my family for a little bit, and that was about it.
Nice.
Not that exciting.
Yeah.
But also very, very accepted.
Like it was fine. It was like bare minimum.
But see, that's weird. The three of us all live in three different parts of town and all had the same kind of like, we don't have any kids on the block.
Yes.
It was kind of like,
I had booze involved though. Like I had like beer and whiskey.
That you were handing out to the adults?
To the kids.
Okay. They didn't know.
Yeah,
to the kids. But like we all said the same thing. Like there weren't a lot of people out. It didn't feel like.
Trunk or Treats ruined it.
I saw people tweeting about that too. Like, does anybody else have like people coming to their neighborhood and we're not getting a lot of kids? Like,
right.
I just wonder where are all the kids?
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
The trunk or treats are easy though, man. You just like an hour, you go to every car three times and get your candy. And
you know, schools are doing that too now, right? Like for kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like schools, church, wherever, you know, there's different ones to go to. So maybe parents are like, all right, you don't need to go out.
How do you rank your top three candies?
Reese's.
Of course.
Number one.
Yep.
I had about four of those yesterday.
They're dangerous.
They really are.
So good. Nerds, number two.
Okay. Wow, the Nerds are making a comeback. Nerds.
Have you not had the clusters?
I have.
They're
but
so
like,
good. Have you tried every color bag?
Not any. Blue and red only.
Okay, you got to try the orange, and then there's a pink purple one.
But
so
see,
good.
For me, I'm like, I like chocolate, and like, I'm not going to waste my calories
on
Nerds.
These are like gummy and hard.
You should.
Yeah.
No, it's worth it.
Is
it?
Great. Okay. Yeah, they're good.
They're so good. Yeah. What would my third be? I don't know, maybe something like simple, like Skittles or something.
Mm, yeah.
Just like a, you know.
I like a Kit Kat.
Did you know the variety
Twix.
Bag of candy was on the counter yesterday?
I don't know how expensive they were. It was like $40.
Is it really?
For like a 185-piece bag, it was like $40.
I don't think my wife would spend that kind of money on candy, but
everything
I mean, maybe
expensive.
She did.
Insane.
So I flipped the bag over and it's got all the like the nutritional information for every candy.
Do we want to know? That.
Yes. Do you know what the highest caloried candy bar in that variety pack is?
Snickers.
Twix.
Both are wrong.
Hershey's.
No. The Kit Kat has the most calories by far.
Really?
Of any other candy bar in that variety pack. We're talking your Three Musketeers, your Milky Ways, your Snickers, your Kit Kats, your Reese's, you know, that jumbo bag
That's
candy.
That's a good bag.
That's a good bag, right? You know what has the lowest amount of calories?
Reese's.
No.
Damn it.
Snickers.
Ah, peanuts.
Really?
Yes. That's the weird. Snickers bar. Only 80 calories in that. 130 in the Kit Kat. I'm like, okay, no Kit Kat
so
for me.
You could eat like two Snickers for...
That's exactly right. Yeah.
We'll wrap this up. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites on Monday night. What do you like about the Monday Night Football game? And what would you script it as? Like, how do you see it going?
Very well. I think the first half, Chiefs go up. Decent amount. And I think the second half is just the Bucks trying to come back, but it's already in the bag for the Chiefs. So I don't know. If I had to pick like a score, I don't think it's going to be super high scoring. I would have to say like, what? I don't know. Like 24-17, something like that. Like at the end of the game, maybe see the Bucks trying to make a comeback. You know, Baker Mayfield might, you know, find his groove. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think it's going to be an easy win for the Chiefs. Like you said, they're 9-point favorites today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8.5, I believe, is the last
72 nothing.
I don't see them losing this.
72-0. Very well.
Boston. I think Kareem Hunt has a touchdown, and I think DeAndre Hopkins has a touchdown.
I like that.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Hopkins might score the first one for the Chiefs.
So double your bet, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Two touchdowns and first-time scorer.
First-time scorer, DeAndre Hopkins.
Make a lot of money on Monday night. Won't see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations.
Don't get mad if you don't win money. Don't take my word for
it. Don't get mad if you like that. But hey, congratulations on your Emmy. That's really awesome.
Thank
That's
you.
Really
Appreciate
cool.
It, guys.
Thanks again for coming in and joining us at the roundtable. And best of luck
Anytime.
On Monday night.
Thank
Stay dry.
You guys.
You bet. Bob Fesco, Mackenzie Nelson, Dusty Likens. This has been Fesco and Dusty's Roundtable. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.